Hi, welcome to Principles of Macroeconomics. This is Unit 1, Video Lesson 1. Gross Domestic Product, or GDP, is the topic we'll be discussing in this video. The primary measure of the total economic activity of a nation is known as gross domestic product. So let's think about what the total economic activity of a nation is. All industry sectors, manufacturing, service-related, automotive, anything like that, that is developed inside a nation's borders and then sold, generating revenue inside that industry, is then compiled and added together to give you the sum or the gross domestic product. So the United States has a very large domestic product. Maybe closely second is China. The United States has been battling over the last decade to maintain the number one GDP in the world. We've seen that kind of fluctuate back and forth between China and the United States recently in 2018, 17, 16, with the threat of China potentially taking over the United States, having the largest economy and the greatest GDP in the world. The United States, through some measures taken through the Congress in 2018 and lowering taxes for corporations, has spurred new investment into the United States, creating more revenue for businesses to reinvest into their businesses and grow their businesses, which is going to increase the level of GDP as we manufacture, make more products, sell more goods internationally and domestically. Our GDP will increase. So the total value of a nation's output in the particular period of time, mostly measured annually, but you can do it by a decade or a century. But you'll see a one-year period, five-year period, or 10-year period most commonly used. The total value of a nation's output is the primary definition of GDP. Now, we'll look at IB economics, okay, International Business Economics, which focuses on the expenditure approach to the GDP. So you'll see that GDP equals C plus I plus G plus X minus M. So we can define that as C is consumption, okay, the amount or total quantity that is consumed by a household. Now the total investment made, you may invest in the stock market, you may make real estate investments, anything of that such will be included into the GDP. Also government spending is a component of GDP. So you'll see that social programs, housing development, urban programs across the United States to help build the infrastructure for that nation in particular, that spending is also calculated into the GDP sum number. Now you'll see exports minus imports, so that'll show your trade deficit or trade surplus. Then your trade surplus or trade deficit will be a component of GDP as well. So whether you are running a trade surplus or a trade deficit will determine if that factor will increase your GDP or take away from your GDP. Now, the United States currently has rather large trade deficits with Mexico, China, Europe, etc. Now, for the United States to maintain their dominance of GDP and world economic output, the United States would probably be best served to correct that imbalance between the trade surplus between these international partners. And let's try to erase that deficit and create a trade surplus, and that would also boost our overall GDP. So Nominal GDP measures the value of a nation's output produced in a year, expressed in the value of the price charged for that year. It does not take into account inflation, right? So nominal GDP is the value of the nation's output produced in that year, but it does not include inflation. So the real GDP is the value of a nation's output in a particular year, adjusted for changes in the price level from year to year. This offers a more accurate measure of the actual quantity of goods and services a nation produces because it does adjust for price changes. Real GDP, while a nation's real GDP tells us the actual value of its output in a particular year adjusted for inflation, it does not tell us whether a nation is more rich or more poor. So therefore, we have to look at the GDP on a per capita basis. Per capita means that per individual person. So you would take the GDP number and you would divide that out by the per capita or the number of people inside that economy. And then you would take that divided by the total population, and that gives you the real measure of how rich or wealthy a nation really is. So why is GDP important? Real GDP is a better indicator of output than nominal GDP. Real GDP actually adjusts for inflation and price changes. So we have to look at these price change numbers in order to reflect a more accurate GDP number. GDP per capita is a better indicator of the well-being of a typical person in a nation than total GDP. We want to look and see if people per capita, individuals, are becoming more or less wealthy on an annual basis year to year. And this tool of measuring GDP per capita will allow you to identify if these individuals are becoming more wealthy as compared to previous years. Shortcomings of GDP: it ignores all social aspects of life. So, you know, welfare, things of that nature may not always be added into the GDP number. Certain work is not accounted for. Maybe under the table work or anything like that may not be accounted for. Fewer working hours. Maybe that will be included in the per capita number, but not always. Does not include hidden markets. GDP does not account for degradation of the environment, and it does not take into account of equity.